Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Sometimes in this industry, people say stuff and you go, oh, come on, why? That's so stupid. And then you think about it for a second. And I don't know if I would go so far as to say that my initial reaction to your Broderick Jones take was stupid, Doran, but I thought there's no way. And that take was, hey, if they have no intentions of playing Broderick Jones the rest of the year, if they're going to bench him after the travesty that was this weekend, why wouldn't you consider trading him? And so my retort was, well, trade Dan Moore Jr. because I don't want to pay Dan Moore Jr. And I still believe in Broderick Jones. Okay, but what if they don't? And so we talked it out even further during the break, and I want to say, come on, man. The Steelers traded up for a guy in the first round. They would never... But wait a second. They just traded Kenny Pickett after 2 years. Like, clearly they're not satisfied with Broderick Jones. And I'm not saying that this is likely, but I understand where you're coming from on this. If you're not going to play Broderick the rest of the year, and that might be the case, you need a wide receiver.
You've told us you needed a number one, number two wide receiver this whole entire time since March, April. They still need one. They still know that they need one. Now, how can they get one? You need something to offer. If this situation does keep going, like, why would you have Broderick Jones, a pedigree tackle, on the bench whenever you need another position? It is what it is. And then, you know, if Dan Moore Jr. plays a great season and you want to think about paying him, what, $85 million in cap next year? You've already paid Freiermuth, you already paid Cam. If you want to think about doing that, you can sit down and think about that, or you can go draft another guy.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I can't rule out that they would do it. Like, they get guys in the doghouse, they're in the doghouse. Like, Kevin Dotson was in their doghouse. Now, he wasn't a first-round pick, but...
That's second or third, right?
Fourth. The talk about him coming in was... Like, the way they talk about Mason McCormick, they talked about him and then some. And then they utilize him wrong. And then he goes off and he's outstanding. And Kendrick Green, I mean, they tried to fit a square peg in a round hole from day one. They screwed that whole thing up. You move on from him. This would be different, but it's in line with what they did with Kenny Pickett. I can't rule it out, man, because as you start to think this out, let's just say, obviously unsatisfied. They were going to rotate the guys. Wound up not after Broderick Jones committed three penalties in six plays, three penalties on an 11-play drive. So they sit him down. if Dan Moore Jr. and Troy Falutanu stay healthy, they're not going to bench those guys.
No.
It's not going to happen. So then you start to think, Broderick Jones plays, what, 8-9 games last year? I'd have to look back at the exact number. Comes in this year, starts the first game, rotates briefly in the second game, then doesn't play the rest of the season.
The only reason why I started the first game is because Falutanu was hurt.
That's correct.
So he's getting beat out by a guy that has had, what, like one preseason game?
I mean,
that's a rookie?
Troy Falutanu had basically 2 weeks of practice.
Right.
That's it. He didn't have anything in camp. So say what you will about the Steelers effing this up, and I have, and I will continue to do so. I think they've done a bad job. But the reality also is Broderick Jones is not developing at the rate that they want him to develop.
But at the same time, if this situation were to become real of the trade, there's a lot of teams out there that love high pedigree tackles and need high pedigree tackles that they think that they can get the most out of. They can get the most out of them.
Well, and that's where I'm at a loss here for what the Steelers thought that they were drafting. Troy Falutanu came in as the best lineman on what was named the best line in the country. No one's ever a finished product, but no one considered him a project. Broderick Jones started eight games. He was looked at as a project, got all the tools, was not anywhere near a finished product. And then what? You sit him, he doesn't play early, then you plug him in, your running game picks up. It's just so strange to me. Like, you know the guy isn't going to play elite-level football right away. That was never going to be the case with him. Like, it hardly ever is. But to think that this guy who started eight games at Georgia was going to come in and, oh, geez, he's going to be great, I think is nonsense from them. So you got to let him play to take his lumps. And they kind of have done it. But then they trended towards not doing it, and they wound up not doing it at all in the second half of that game on Sunday.
Well,
just weird.
There's guys that, you know, are playing better. They got to go. You know, Dan Moore Jr. is just relentless. Really, like, I'm not giving up this spot, and I'm going to play better, and I'm going to get better. And it just kind of forced their hand to, well, we got to play the better player, Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well, and I don't think enough has been said about what Dan Moore has done. I mean, they gave him a lot of chances. And he's taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot look at what he's done these first two games and say he doesn't deserve to play football.
Absolutely.
And you're going to play the best guys because, as we've seen from these first two games, the game plan totally dictated towards, we're going to do what we need to do to get out of that stadium. And playing Dan Moore is part and parcel with that. So there's one potential trade. This one's not going to happen.
Is someone going to consider trying to trade for Russell Wilson? Like, if you were a team right now and your quarterback got hurt, would you be calling them about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think he'd be the number one guy. You would call. There's no doubt you would. And here's the thing. And people are going to be, oh, you can't. Then what do you ask for? Here's what you ask for. You ask for a first-round pick. Oh, there's no way in hell get him for four. Why would Pittsburgh trade him? If not for, unless it's a first-round pick, they're not going to trade him because their situation is good. Everybody knows you need two quarterbacks in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no. But I'm telling you, you've seen it. What's the price of a starting quarterback in this league? It's a first-round pick. So the only way you make that move for Russell Wilson is if you're a team that has lost their starting quarterback and you think you are a playoff-contending team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is there one like that right now? There very well could be in Miami, correct?
We don't know exactly where that's going to lead to with Tua, but certainly that feels like among the possibilities of a team that might need to make a move for a quarterback.
Teams get, as Doug Whaley says all the time, teams get desperate, and guys go down and you know, ask for a first-round pick or a receiver. Or a receiver. Like, if this is, you know, I mean, obviously we're playing the game here, but
yes,
if this was real, I'd ask for a receiver.
See, I'm conflicted with how much oxygen just to give this. Like, if I'm Miami, like, putting myself in their shoes, if Tua's not going to play, and I think Greeny was right to jump in when he did. A lot of people want to speculate on his future. That's his decision to make, man. I can't imagine. It's his decision to make. But let's play it out. Let's say he's out for the season. Let's say he says, I'm done. I don't want to make the playoffs. I'm going to have to start over. Like, I'm gonna have to draft a quarterback next year. So why have Russell Wilson come in? I'm just going to try to lose. And not that you would explicitly state something like that, but I'd hang on to what I have and play the games out and just see how it goes. Because Russell Wilson would be fine.
But what if Russell Wilson goes there and does good? Then you could just, And you're going to get him for cheap. And then you could just roll with that veteran quarterback.
This
kind of how the Steelers are thinking.
I know, but I don't know that the Steelers have ever done it right. And they tanked for Tua back when. That's what happened with Brian Flores. I think you've got a very pro-tanking ownership there in Miami. And I think that's what they should do. Now, whether or not that's what they would do, if you're looking to make the playoffs and Tua's not going to play, then yeah, you make the call to the Steelers.
Yeah, and I think that that's how they think. I don't think that there's. I think that Mike McDaniel has one way of thinking. That's win.
He wants to win football games. Coach is going to want to win.
Right. I mean, with the weapons they have, like, I can't see them. Whatever the quarterback situation is, I can't see them wanting to tank for a young quarterback.
I just don't know where you go if you don't have Tua. Like, long form. I mean, if Russ comes in and he plays well, which he probably would, because my God, I mean,
it's kind of hard not to,
yeah,
right?
You should play well in that system right. With that talent. I mean, I guess you sign him to a 3-year deal and you kick the can down the road. You could do that. If I'm the Steelers, though, like, I think even though Tomlin didn't say it last week, I think it's been pretty clear the whole time that Russ is their guy. And I don't think that at this point in particular, they'd be willing to move on from him.
But he hasn't been playing.
Well, right. And then you also factor in the injury. Like,
it's not like he's available. I mean, kind of. He's an emergency quarterback, but, you know, it's not like he's been playing.
That's why I don't think you'd get anywhere near a first-round pick even for him because...
Well, teams, if you're that desperate...
I don't think you can be that desperate to give up a first-round pick for a guy that has been hurt twice without playing an actual football game.
Like, who's their backup quarterback?
Skylar Thompson, is he still the guy? I just don't think in a million years you give up a first-round pick for a guy that went for $1.2 million over the offseason. I think I would tank. But I also know that coaches don't view it that way. No coach, no player has ever viewed it that way. That would be a purely ownership decision. Hey, guys, we got to trade for Russell Wilson in the hopper. Nope, not happening. We're tanking. That's the only way it happened. Because you don't have coaches that ever feel that way. Not one coach has ever felt that way. I do wonder how Rex Ryan...
Especially the ownership tried to do that with Flores. Did you just say that?
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. And that came out, like, which was a bad situation.
Right.
So you're not gonna do that again.
I think you can do it without... We're not making a trade. You just, hey, we got what we got. They know the system. You comb over it that way. Sweep it under the rug. Ain't a first-round pick for a 36-year-old calf-injured Russell Wilson.
You ask for what you want and say, we have what you want, and this is what we want. You either make the move or you roll with Skylar Thompson or whoever it is.
So I will, yeah, or whoever it is, yeah. Quarterback X, I will say, yeah, you ask for it. And I personally would do that. Get a first-round pick for Russell Wilson. Of course. I just don't know how that's all going to go. And I don't know that it would go that way. But it might, because desperate times call for desperate measures. I just came up with that. That's me. That was me. I said that. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. So two potential trades we've thrown out there. You give us a ring on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You tell us how you feel about that. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I think Big Ben might make that trade. Why? We'll tell you.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Roethlisberger says he'd stick with Justin Fields. Luckily for everyone involved, apart from Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, according to Jerry Dulac and our own Mark Caboli yesterday, he's going to get one more opportunity to be the Steelers' starting quarterback. And I don't want to see the Steelers' defense fail. I don't want to see the Steelers' defense necessarily take on water. I think they've got the best defense in the league. I think they're going to continue to prove that. But it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to see Los Angeles take a 17-10 lead in the third quarter of this game and say, all right, we got 17 now. You might need 20. You might need 21 to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's see what you got.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that is, it might sound counterintuitive. Like, you could just do that from the start of the game.
Right.
But I don't think they will. And I think Harbaugh also wants to play a game a similar way, even though he's got a proven, legitimate NFL quarterback who's not on a second opportunity. He just has been highly paid because he is what he is. Like, they're not going to do it. So I kind of hope the game script dictates, hey, Justin, you're going to have to drop back and throw here in the second half. And I really want to see what that looks like. Because if we don't see what it looks like, then I'm okay with going to Russell Wilson week four.
Yeah.
And seeing if he can take this thing. It's going to look the same. But let's see if he can look the same and end up in the end zone a couple of times.
Right.
Because that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, I just love, I would love for them to get aggressive. Like let's see what it looks like. Like, the, you know, I see what you're saying, because that would have to organically happen. I think that's what you're saying. Like, have to come back and have to run, like, maybe a two-minute offense to see how they operate and, you know, drive the ball down the field and see what Justin Fields could actually do. But I would just love for them to even start the game like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why not?
I know.
It sounds crazy. You're 2-0. You're coming back home. You have your first home game. Like, not that you can afford losses. Nobody wants to lose, but it's the NFL. You're going to lose games. Not that you even would lose, but why not try it? You know, let's see what Justin Fields can actually really do and go from there. Like, if you lose, okay. Like, but then you have your answers, too. So, I don't know. I just feel like you just, why not just get aggressive? And let him cook a little bit.
I'm with you. Like, you want to run the football. Fine. Who's to say he can't have a little play action to set up the run? Who's to say he can't throw early to run late? It's something they used to do with Todd Haley from time to time. We've seen it throughout the years. Now, they had Ben Roethlisberger, but okay, let's find out. Let's find out. Now, I do think they were a little bit more aggressive in the first half. They weren't super aggressive in the first half, but they were a lot more aggressive than they were in the second half. I'd like to see them push the envelope just that much more in the first half. And hey, if you can get out to a 17-0 lead or something like that, because they could have done that in Denver if not for penalties, if not for shooting themselves in the own foot. You could do that in this game, and we see it for a half, and then you ratchet it back when you actually get a substantial lead. That would satisfy me. But a big part of me, like the devil sitting on my shoulder. I almost said a bad word there.
Yes, you did.
Wow. The devil sitting on my shoulder is telling me the only way we're going to see them unleash Justin Fields is when they have to unleash Justin Fields. So I guess I hope I see that. 412-928-9370. Some of the national scuttlebutt says, hey, maybe the Dolphins should trade for Russell Wilson. Dorn made a compelling argument why it might make sense from their standpoint. How about we ask an NFL insider about all that? Coming up next, that's Jason LaCanfora. He'll be joining us every Tuesday at 9:35. So we'll talk to Jason next. We want you back after this break. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Excited about this? We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. And we're going to be joined by Jason every Tuesday at 9:35 throughout the football season. Jason, how you doing today, man? Thanks for coming on.
Oh, always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jason, before we get into some league stuff, what's the pulse of the Ravens right now? 0-2. Tough schedule coming up here. Big game in Dallas between two teams that you got to figure you're going to throw it all out there. So what's the pulse of Ravensville?
Oh, not good. I mean, look, there were a lot of people, myself included, who would say, look, if you're going to grade that first game on a little bit of a curve, because it is the first game and because of who you're playing, there were some moral victories to be taken from that. But that's out the window after you blow a 10-point lead at home, something in the fourth quarter, something that they've been really accustomed to doing now across three different defensive coordinators. And Mike McDonald found a way to nip it in the bud, but this is a big ask for Zach Orr to come in and fill those shoes and do it, having never called a defense before. So Kyle Hamilton and Roquan Smith look out of sorts, and those are your force multipliers. So if they don't look comfortable, if it doesn't appear like they're being put in positions to succeed, then you've got big problems on that side of the ball. And a week ago at this time, John Harbaugh was thumping his chest saying, we're smarter than all you, and our offensive line isn't as hot garbage as you guys say, and you pundits and prognosticators are going to eat crow. Well, he wasn't talking like that this week after Max Crosby eviscerated them even more than Chris Jones did, and he knows that Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys await. And Dallas has plenty of faults, but Dallas also leads the NFL in pressure rate over the last two seasons. So what do I think? I think Lamar Jackson's going to run the ball. Like, get on your Lamar Jackson rushing props early, because Derrick Henry ain't a great fit, especially behind a bad offensive line. The power gap stuff they're trying to do is going nowhere with this offensive line. I'm not sure that with a second offensive line coach, because unfortunately their offensive line coach, Joe D'Alessandro, passed away, that they're going to be able to switch to his own team on the fly. The right side of the offensive line is terrible, so Lamar will have to put on the cape and be Superman. And he probably can. And Lamar, I think, is 18-1 against the spread for his career against the NFC. And I think Dallas is fugazi, and I think the Ravens are far more legitimate than them. But this is make or break. I mean, I thought the Ravens would start 3-5. I thought they'd start slow. But if they start 0-3, even getting a 3-5 is going to be a tall task. So I figure they find a way to win this game. I think they have the better coach. I think they have the better quarterback. Playing on the road has not been that big of a deal for them. But no, people are not feeling, between the Orioles and the Ravens, people are not feeling really good about working this down right now.
Man, Jason, it's being floated around that the Miami Dolphins could potentially try to trade for Russell Wilson of the Pittsburgh Steelers. One, do you think that they'll entertain that, Miami? Do you think that there's any truth to that? And two, do you think that the Steelers should entertain possibly trading Russell Wilson to the Dolphins?
No, I don't think the Dolphins would go that route. And I don't really know that, you know, Russ would be the guy. That would surprise me. I mean, they've got a bye, Miami does, week six. Like, barring, like, Tua experiencing other symptoms or things, you know, getting worse, which can always happen when someone's had multiple brain bruises. But if he, you know, is on a path to getting neurologically cleared at some point. I mean, that would be 6 weeks removed. We're talking October 20th. They face the Colts coming off that bye. Like, my hunch is that that's sort of what they're maybe looking at. And certainly, if he doesn't come out and retire, you know, are they going to tell him, no, you can't play? And now we start getting into the matters of all that guaranteed money and contractual stuff. In the interim, I think the coach there believes in his scheme. They want people who've been in that building, who are familiar with it, who are familiar with the other, you know, skill players on that football team. The offensive line, I think, is in a little bit of disrepair. Armstead's been banged up. I think you probably want a quarterback there who's more willing to activate his legs for the period of time you don't have Tua. So now it would surprise me. Honestly, it would. Like Huntley, like that's a guy who like them get like, you know, had you told me he's their guy, they're going to get him in their building for a few weeks. That would be their security blanket. They could play keep away with him at quarterback. Something like that I would buy. Russ, I don't think so.
We're joined right now by Jason LaConfora. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So last week we talked to you. You had spoken to a couple of GMs in the NFL, and you said one of them you talked to about the Justin Fields-Russell Wilson dynamic. Has anything shifted after 2 weeks on any of that?
No, what I told you guys. I mean, it's what people thought. At some point, Justin Fields was going to get his opportunity because there's a lot of things that with this offense from an efficiency standpoint and with the kind of ball they want to play that, you know, might lend itself more to him than Russ right now. But obviously Russ's pedigree and Russ's past trumped his. It just so happened that we reached that point in week one because Russ hasn't been able to stay healthy, not just that week, but really through the whole summer. And now, you know, look, I'm not telling you that Fields has won the job for life or anything like that, or Fields is going to get another contract there, or there's no way Russ plays this year. But I do think Justin Fields has a little runway now with which to work. And he's checking the most important box in that building. He's not turning the ball over. He is not putting that defense. You know, he doesn't have an adversarial relationship with his own defense. He is not compromising that defense. He's not crushing them with field position by taking terrible sacks. He's not throwing pick sixes. He's not turning the ball over. It's not the most functional thing in the world, but it works for them. The guys, people in that building are accustomed to winning that way. No one's taking victory laps about it. No one's saying it's the greatest watch in the world, but it's been a really effective way to get this guy to start to be more and more implemented in their system and to get Arthur Smith more and more acquainted to what he can do. And I still think as Warren gets back closer to 100% that you're going to see more explosive plays on the ground. But boy, this is a throwback game this week. Nobody's run the ball more than Mike Tomlin going back to week 10 of last year. But the one guy who seems intent on running it even more than him this year is, you know, Harbaugh and Greg Roman. And Greg Roman's running backs average, like take the Lamar out of it. When Greg Roman faced Tomlin's defense in Baltimore, his running backs averaged 5.1 a carry. So, I mean, you know what? I mean, what is that thing, 36 and a half? I mean, is it going to be 29 and a half by kickoff? Like, I'm not sure anybody really wants to throw the football in that game. And Bosa and Mack look pretty legitimate. And that defense, remember, that's a defense that was on the field all the time under Brandon Staley. Like, those guys not having to play as many snaps on a pitch count because the offense is holding the ball for 7.5 minutes here and 4.5 minutes there. It's pretty efficient now all of a sudden on defense. It's going to be one of the more interesting games of the weekend for me.
Well, and Jason, I know you're a big soccer guy. I mean, this thing might wrap up in 2 hours, dude.
You know, I don't know if you can bet time of game props, but that would be a pretty good one.
If we can, we'll find it.
Yeah, that would be like schemes against in his prime Clayton Kershaw. Yeah, first 1-1 wins, and we're out of here in an hour 39 minutes.
Jason, we appreciate it as always, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Have a great week. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason LaConfora and Insider Calls. Well, yeah, let me start over. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast. In the Huddle, Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Boy, he ain't He ain't buying the Ravens or getting out of this thing anytime quick.
You said Derrick Henry's not a fit?
Man. It hasn't looked great so far, but like we've talked about this. September football is just ugly. You got to figure out what you got. It takes time. I still think that'll work out. But the schedule is tough. He had him at 3-5 in the first eight games before they started 0-2.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had the Las Vegas game at home written down as a win. Man.
Oof.
We are going to be, it's going to be one of them Spider-Man memes at Acrisure Stadium at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Like, Tomlin wants to run the ball. They want to run the ball. 9-6. I mean, the over-under is 36. I get in on that now, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be like 38-34. It'll be more like 13-9. Like, you know, a low-scoring game. It's not going to be high-scoring. It's going to be low. Right? Is that, that's what you're saying.
I got Backyard Brawl stat coming your way in the next segment. But it has nothing to do with on the field. I think you'll laugh.
I'm already laughing.
So we'll get to that coming up next. Hell of a troll job by Pitt to have 13-9 on the scoreboard before the game. Because they took a lot on the chin last year in Morgantown from, like, the game day staff.
Uh-huh.
That was a hell of a move.
Yeah.
That was a good troll job.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Another Backyard Brawl stat for you coming up next in Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. And also, one more Dan Moore / Broderick Jones note.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Yeah. Chop back, threw it to the other team.
Since we're doing the Biggest Loser segment, that's Bo Nix talking about the interception that he threw to Corey Trice. And it really sounded like he was going to give some thought into that. Yeah.
Drop back and threw it to the Steelers.
Write a story off of that, Denver Post guy. All right, here's another one. Here's Backyard Brawl stat for you, Doran. This one just popped up in my old social media feed. According to the Pittsburgh Bureau of EMS, there were 68 calls made on Saturday and 21 people were taken to local hospitals during the Backyard Brawl. Bureau said that most of the calls were for fainting or people near fainting, falls, general sickness, and intoxication. So we had talked about yesterday, like, usually... If what I'm about to say happens, you're usually going to get video of it. Like, I don't think anybody was throwing hands.
No.
Like, definitely not in the stadium.
Nope.
We'd have seen video of that.
No.
There have been butt cracks out.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have seen all kind of stuff.
No. I think it was fainting because, I think it was more West Virginia fainting because you lost the game and how you lost.
What do you think I did? Real quick. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What do you think I did when Pitt hit the 2nd-and-30 touchdown? Oh, my God!
Bet.
It was worse. I didn't say anything. I was standing, pacing, sweating, heart rate through the roof, sweaty palms. I felt as awful as I've ever felt when I've been healthy. Like, I felt so bad. And when that ball got caught on 2nd-and-30, you think they might be trying to throw it to anyway. I sat down silent the rest of the game.
Didn't say anything.
The rest of the game. My wife was like, brother, like, are you okay? That's like early in games, like when bad stuff happens, that's I'll emote with profanity.
Yeah.
When it's crunch time and bad stuff happens, I clam up and it's just I'm resigned to the hell that I'm living in.
Did you automatically have that feeling like we're going to lose after that?
So the whole second to last drive, I thought they're fine because it's 2nd-and-30.
Right.
So like
in up 10.
Right. It just didn't seem like when Pitt got the ball, I was nervous because we saw what happened with Cincinnati. When it was 2nd-and-30, I'm thinking, okay. Couple penalties, like these refs are terrible, like they're over-efficient jerks. When that ball was in the air, I went, oh no. Then when it got caught, I knew it was done.
And there was a pass interference, so even if it didn't get caught, probably would have scored.
Doran, I think that is the mark of some of the worst pass defense of all time. When it's triple coverage, you interfere with the guy, and he still makes the play. And it's a hell of a play.
Yeah.
And it's a hell of a throw.
Yep.
So I'm never the guy that Like, after the game, different. But I'm never the guy who goes, oh, we choked it, and it's all about us. Doesn't work that way. Like, Pitt deserves a ton of credit for what they did, because you know what? You either make plays and win the game, or you don't make plays.
Yeah.
And you lose the game.
Yeah.
Someone texting in saying they saw a fight video, looked like it was below the video board. Okay. Maybe there was one.
Hmm.
Butt crack storm.
Butt crack storm.
All right. Tomorrow, big show. We got Doug Whaley in from 9 until 10. We got Ray Fittipaldo. We'll have Mike Tomlin's comments to react to. We did also get a text about Dan Moore v. Broderick Jones. We can save that for tomorrow. I think it's a good topic. We'll get to that. Tomorrow, talk to you at 5:40. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 79.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.